From King Friday on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood to Igor Stravinsky's Petrushka, what is it about puppets that captures our imagination and sucks us into their stories? University of North Carolina at Greensboro MFA directing candidate Danny Kyle knows. The Mary Sheila Nassif Graduate Award winner spent years studying puppetry construction and procession in Italy before coming to the Triad, and she's bringing her knowledge and skill to bear in the UNCG production of The Long Christmas Ride Home. The full-length one-act play by Paula Vogel involves an ancient form of Japanese puppetry called bunraku. The Long Christmas Ride Home opens tomorrow night, Thursday, February 28th at 7:30, with weeknight shows at 8 and a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Brown Building Theater on the UNCG campus. Danny spoke with me by phone from her office in Greensboro.
The Long Christmas Ride Home is about a family of five, and it does take place on Christmas, but it's not about Christmas. It's more about how the unhappy childhood and the issues in the family affect the three children when they grow up to be adults.
What do you love about The Long Christmas Ride Home?
Well, I love the art of puppetry. To me, the metaphor of a puppet on stage is so powerful. We have an inanimate object that becomes a character only when the audience is endowing the character with life. So until we have that interaction, it's not complete. And I love anything that engages the audience on a new level. Also, this story relies on the metaphor of a puppet as something that is controlled by other forces. And we're exploring that theme of what gives us power, what makes us do the things that we do throughout the course of this story.
To make it more realistic, that dynamic between actor and puppet, could you talk about that?
We have spent extra time in rehearsal focusing on giving focus to the puppet. And one of the ways that we do that is through controlling the actor's breath. And there's two actors acting as a puppeteer on one puppet. So those two actors are breathing together to give their breath and to send their breath into the life of that puppet. One of the first things they do when they pick up the puppet together is to breathe together and send that breath into the body of the puppet. One thing that sets apart good puppetry from average puppetry is that there's a belief in the life of the puppet, and something happens where the puppet takes over. And the way that the puppet turns its head is unique and its own, and it's not even conscious to the puppeteer anymore. It's living and acting on its own. Without the audience's belief that it's a character, it's nothing. It's only an object. And because we invest it with life, we're invested in their story. And also, puppets aren't human, so they can get away with things people can't. They can be more deviant. They have special powers. They're magical. We see their fate. We see that they're manipulated. So we're conscious of what happens to them in a different way, in a special way.
That was University of North Carolina at Greensboro MFA directing candidate Danny Kyle. She'll be directing the UNCG production of The Long Christmas Ride Home by Paula Vogel tomorrow night, Thursday, February 28th at 7:30, with weeknight shows at 8 and a Sunday matinee at 2. Tickets are just $5, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Performances will be held in the Brown Building Theater, 402 Tate Street on the UNCG campus. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.